This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer, a weekly connection, if you will, between the American Family Farmer, families, farms, and food. That's the connection. I'm Doug Steffen. Here, the first part of the program is devoted to a lot of news from rural America. I heard something this week, the way that the country has been disconnected from agriculture, a group of people trying to bring the connection back again, of whom I am one, referring to rural or urban, farm or city, we all need each other. That is so true. Whether you live in the city, whether you live in the country, we've learned this year because of COVID how important it is to have that connection. Look at the value of the food, the much better food. And along with that, in the news this week, I saw a poll suggesting majority of U.S. adults have a very positive view of farmers. Family farmers, the practices on the family farm, the trust that we have for family farmers. This is a public opinion poll from the American Farm Bureau Association, a federation, survey of 2,200 adults, finding that more than half, about 58% in fact, rate the sustainability practices of family farmers positive. They think what's going on. And this, by the way, is pretty much across all demographic groups as I'm looking at the graph here. 9 in 10 adults trust family farmers, which is a 4% increase from polling done last year. Evidence the public recognizes now, especially the food supply, the food chain, the problems that are brought about because of the pandemic weren't in the control of farmers at all. And then people found the farms themselves and went direct to the farmers as they could in areas where there are farmers that are growing produce or that are making milk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I thought this was good, and you should know. You should feel good about those of you who are farmers. More than 4 in 5 adults say environmental sustainability and economic sustainability are important for them, that is, for the families that are supporting the farmers, and they recognize the farmers are doing pretty much all they can to make the world better, feeding our country. And they think it's important also that farmers pass farms on to future generations. And that is very important. It's a real thread in my life and in the life of people that I know who are American family farmers. But the trust is cool. It's nice to know. But we better do something about what our children know about agriculture and are doing. You know, there are a lot of youngsters who are coming out of school, and they are finding plots of land, and they are getting into it where children of farmers have gone off the farm because they think the work is too hard. I'm not sure I think that that's really true. I think that's what a lot of people think. But, you know, when you get right down to the brass tacks of it all, most of the farmers, if they take care of themselves, are in better shape than the average American and live longer than the average American. Maybe that's something that would motivate you to stay down on the farm. Is it difficult? Yeah, it sure is, especially if you're a dairy farmer. Man, I look around at some of the stuff. We don't seem to ever learn from our mistakes. I was noticing in the news this week an overview of the erratic prices for milk. This is the most erratic that I've ever seen, frankly. On top of the prices, dairy farmers have to cope with the threat of the virus. Majority of dairy farmers have not tried to, they're just trying to survive in this era, and they're not really, I think functionally they're not working well in the system because they don't understand the milk pricing system. Who the hell does? I sure don't. And this goes back, by the way, to 1990. some of the, looking at 9 years ago, the price for milk, the supported price for milk was $12.60 a hundredweight. Well, we've seen prices as low as $11.70 a hundredweight. What a disgrace. I mean, think about the price in 1990 and what the price ought to be today. It cost $24 or $25 a hundredweight to milk, to produce quality milk, and yet we're way below that. And nobody in the government is doing anything about it. So now, fast forward to the announcement from Joe Biden that he's going to put former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack back in to the position of being Ag Secretary, where he was for 8 years under the Obama administration. So he's got pretty deep ties to rural America. He's a farm belter, if you will. But he still is someone that's, as far as I'm concerned, he's too connected to big ag. So let's see what he does. Let's see if his ties are still the same. There's certainly a lot of things that have changed, mostly our relationship with China and how that will affect agriculture, big and small, in our country. But hopefully, as the president-elect said that he would, I guess he looked at Marsha Fudge, who would have been the first black woman to lead the department. And there were a couple of women who were around, and there was this guy who used to run the laborers union, who I don't think even is an American citizen, or was an American citizen for a long time anyway. That's, thank heavens, isn't going to happen. I find looking at some of these people that are around now and the aggressive tone that they're taking toward the workers, you know, that's all well and good. It's good to protect the workers, but under the circumstances, you know, you got to have other things in focus. So let's hope that Tom Vilsack does a good job. Coming up next, Leandra King will join us here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a word on a great new American tradition that comes from the heartland. In Columbus, Ohio, there's a bakery called Eban's Bakehouse. Why are they getting to be well known? Well, because the quality of the product, what they're using from the things that are natural and grown in America to make these fabulous cookies and the breads that they have and rolls. Wait till you check out the website, ebonsbakehouse.com, and then order the cookies and the fabulous breads that I'm talking about. Wait till you taste these things. You'd never know there was no gluten in them. The only thing about the things that are made at Eban's Bakehouse, you got to keep them refrigerated because there are no preservatives. So they have to be. The reason they taste as good as they do, and they're as good for you as they are, is because they're all natural, completely gluten-free. We all know that gluten causes damage to your intestine, especially if you have celiac disease. So that's why this outfit has become so popular, and their cookies are so good because they know how to make them. The husband and wife team that are in charge at Eban's Steakhouse have had so much training in how to do this the right way. So now, fabuloso. Go to eat. It really is. Every day I've been eating chocolate chip cookies and the white chocolate chip cookies, but there are about a dozen different kinds of cookies and breads and cinnamon rolls and dinner rolls and you name it, they've got it. Check it all out. A nice presentation at Eban's Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a really big discount on what you purchase. That's DJV at the checkout. You can get gift cards for people that you know that love cookies. I'm a cookie monster. And one of the best things, I was going to say the best thing is about the taste and the quality, but you got 100% money back guarantee as well for buying your cookies Christmas time or any time. Every day is a good day for a cookie or two or three. Take it from me. I bet you'll love these. Get them at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Back to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with Leandra King, who's the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider. It's a family-owned and operated farm on the west side of Detroit. So let's get, you know what, this is auspicious, Leandra. I was in a, I'm trying to remember the store, it wasn't a grocery store, it may have been Whole Foods. And in this Whole Foods market, I saw a box of different kinds of apples, and on the box it said where the apples came from, what the trees were like. It was a sampling of apple types that were unique to Vermont, I think, this area in Vermont. So when I'm going through all the information about you that I have in front of me here, I'm thinking that's kind of what you have, although I know you have a U-pick season, but you got lots of different kinds of fruit trees. So tell us a little about you, your family, and the Detroit Farm and Cider operation.
So we are a 4-acre farm, farming for about 5 years. In the initial phases, we were more involved with our nonprofit, doing seed giveaways and neighborhood cleanups throughout the neighborhood, addressing blight issues. Yeah. And so at this point, we essentially saw a need for a cider mill in Detroit and throughout Wayne County, and figured in order to create or build the platform for many of the programs that we are more passionate about in regards to youth and community, it would be nice to create something or to initiate something that hadn't been done before.
What hasn't been done? You're talking about the building of the mill? I'm just trying to think. When I think of Detroit, I think of cars. I think of a right. very urban sort of lifestyle. So how far west are you of the city itself? You said you got 4 or 5 acres there. So you have how many?
A common misconception is that the city of Detroit is you know, your typical city like New York or
industrial city. Yeah.
Right. A majority of the land is vacant here in the city. And so it would constitute more rural than anything else, I would think. And I think I share that opinion with other farmers here in the city of Detroit. There's so many different urban farms throughout the city, especially black-owned farms. And in regards to being the first, we would be the first cider mill. We would be one of 4 cider mills in the county of Wayne, but we're the first cider mill in the city of Detroit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a whole issue that I want to talk with you about. You've opened the door. It's kind of like a legal proceeding. When you open the door to it, there's more inquiry desired or needed. I want to talk about black-owned farms because that has been an issue, I think, this year as we continue. Leandra King, the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider, it's a mill here on the ever-loving American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Moving back into our focus on the American Family Farmer, Doug, with DeAndre King from Detroit Farm Insider. You're a black-owned enterprise, and that begs the question, because one of the big issues, I think, this year has been access to land. It's always a question for any of us who are in the family farming business, but there have been a lot of politicians focusing on black-owned land, or lack thereof, black-owned farmers, and how they were treated by banks and the government and big ag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So how'd you get the funding for this? Is this the first black-owned cider mill in the country? How'd you get the money?
So I started on land contract. I just found the land. The previous owner was interested in selling, and I saw an area or a platform to manifest my vision. I was homesteading prior to acquiring this land.
So that begs the question, where'd you come from? You're not a farm kid, right? You didn't grow up on a farm.
No.
No.
Yeah, so I was in the foster care system. I went in and out of juvenile homes all throughout the city of Detroit. I was taken away from my father when I was 10.
There's a story and a half from you right there. So I'm piecing this together. Makes it even more sort of a miracle. So what did you learn? How did you learn about these? You got 139 different fruit trees on this farm. There are apples, peaches. Reminds me of that song, Apple, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie. you got goats there, you got chickens,
yeah.
You got horses. So how did you learn? How did you figure out how to do this?
I think I got to a point in my life where I just decided or made my mind up to follow the things that made me happy and that interest me, and I explored whatever those interests were more deeply by either reading or as any other person probably would, and so nature's always kind of grounded me even as a child before I had an understanding of why I would, you know, I would go into the backyard if I was experiencing some anxiety or I was experiencing some you know, emotions that I quite frankly didn't understand, I would just lay on the ground. And so that became my go-to, and it became the catalyst to everything that I did in my life as I got older and began healing from a lot of the trauma that I experienced as a child.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Well, so there you go. There are all different kinds of ways of, I guess, skinning a horse, and this is one way to get people into it. You're kind of like, you know, a little bit of me here. I didn't have much of a home, much of a childhood home, because of stuff going on with my parents, so I escaped. And fortunately, wow, I had three farms in the neighborhood where I could go, and I just naturally gravitated to the animals. I've been around cows pretty much all my life, and that's what sort of saved me from a fate worse than death, as they say.
Wow.
And it sounds to me like you've got the same sort of thing. So what about others in your family, though? Where did you kind of, we're all alone, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's me and my girls at this point. And so it wasn't the traditional life path for people from my family.
No,
yeah. But it makes me happy, and I learned early on that, you know, good things come from being self-sufficient.
All right, I'm writing this down. Farming makes me happy. And it does. I'll tell you, the same with me. Farming makes me very happy. Being on the farm, being around the animals, being on a tractor, producing things that you know are helping people, that's very cool. Leandra King, the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider, continues in the next half hour here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight in the U.S.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump hailing the final approval from the FDA for emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine candidate by Moderna could roll out in another week if that one is authorized. The U.S. expects to vaccinate 20 million people by the end of the month. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. News of the vaccine comes as new coronavirus restrictions are being instituted. Pennsylvania's suspension of indoor dining, gyms, and theaters, along with some crowd restrictions, took effect at 12:01 Eastern Time this morning.
This is USA Radio News. Federal executions continue with a Louisiana man put to death for killing his 2-year-old daughter. Jeremy Scott is in the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau.
56-year-old truck driver Alfred Borges was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana on Friday. He's the 10th federal prisoner on death row to be put to death since President Donald Trump resumed federal executions earlier this year after a 17-year hiatus. Borges severely abused the child for weeks and killed her by slamming her head repeatedly against the truck's windows and dashboard in 2002. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Portland's police chief Friday asked protesters to clear the streets around a barricaded home that was owned by a black and indigenous family before it was allegedly taken through predatory lending practices. Sheriff's deputies swooped into the disputed home Tuesday and arrested several people, mostly for trespassing. Activists arrived on the scene confronting law enforcement officers who retreated. The activists have erected barricades around the home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
All right, moving back into the form and the fold here, Leandra King from Detroit Farm and Cider. The website is just that, Detroit Farm and Cider. Colorful, nicely done, and it sort of presents what's going on. You know, I'm looking at the website. You've found my weakness. I have found in my experience, especially here in New England, that one of the big attractions not only is the fresh apples and pears and things that you find, but the donuts. Those damn donuts. They seem to be a part of everybody. Everybody's got an orchard that has a cider mill or anything like that. Has these apple donuts, the cider donuts. They are horribly good. Most everywhere you find them. And they're a big draw, as a matter of fact. So, we've gone through your background, Leandra, ward of the state. You had a horrible childhood. So you had some money, though, that you got in from working when you were younger. Somebody give you the money? I'm just curious. I don't really need to know the whole story, but I'm curious.
So Detroit has an awesome program. I mean, it has pros and cons, but it's through the land bank, and it's where it's called side lot program. And so essentially, if you own a property, you can purchase a vacant lot for $100 adjacent to that property.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I started. I would save up my money and I would purchase vacant lots. Whilst doing these things, or whilst homesteading, I was also doing hair. So not to negate that source of income.
So you had a job and were making a little money. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, you know, and I started with my nonprofit. And
how did you screw yourself on the nonprofit? Did you learn yourself? Did you have somebody help you? Because setting up a nonprofit's not always easy.
I Googled how to start a nonprofit.
Good. Okay, there you go. That's it. Ding, 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 ding. Well, because in some states they can be. I have one on my farm, and it wasn't easy to set up.
It was a lot of paperwork, but Google gave me step-by-step instructions.
There you go. All right. So now, fast forward. You've been there how many years?
So we've been farming for 5 years. We've been on this property for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And who's your market? Do you have people that come to the farm only? It looks to me like you've got a pretty good way of getting people there. But do you have other ways of marketing and getting customers?
So we do social media marketing through Instagram and Facebook. Our name stays the same on both outlets. It's Detroit Farm Insider. Mm-hmm. Just word of mouth marketing. We were featured on Channel 7 News as well as Channel 4 News.
Yeah.
And a few more news outlets have done pieces on us as well. So that's been a great way to advertise recently.
Well, I'm looking at the impact of people finding you. I'm wondering about CSAs, because during the season, it would seem to me if you have, it looks like you grow pumpkins as well as all these apples and various fruits. Do you allow people, or do you encourage people, do you have people sign up for CSAs so they can get whatever, you know, early on in the season, 1st of August, you have certain types of apples and the pears come in and then other things, peaches earlier than that. So how do people take advantage of what's available at that particular moment?
So what we tell people is if they're interested in becoming a part of our CSA, what they can do is they can go to Detroit Farm Insider. There is a contact form that you can fill out, and on the inquiry, you would just put CSA inquiry. And in March, what we'll do is we'll reach out to all of our email recipients, and we'll incorporate them into a newsletter as well as provide them with a link to sign up for our CSA in the spring.
All right. So the people pay in advance. Some people with CSAs pay in advance. Some people pay by the month. How do you, what do you charge for?
The way we've been doing it is $30 a week, weekly payment that you can process online. I've been working with my project manager, and we're coming up with a more organized way of handling this.
You found employees? That's a great question. You have your children, but who else have you got working there? And is there enough to make everybody comfortable so that you make a living?
So as of now, we're kind of, you know, we're doing what we've always done, is we've held on by our toes, but we're building something here that we expect to grow significantly. And, you know, the idea is to continue to hire. So we have about 4 or 5 farmers, I call them farmers, but they're, you know, people who live in the area.
Yep. Volunteers.
So just residents of Detroit, and they come here, and then we do get volunteers. We always welcome volunteers, but my hardest working farmers are my kids.
Right. That's always the way, though, isn't it? I mean, if they get it.
Yeah.
So the customer base that you have, again, because the population there is heavily of color, I wonder whether, because you are, that attracts more people. I mean, when I think of going to a cider mill, I guess I don't think about it. I'm colorblind. I don't pay attention to that sort of stuff. And sometimes it's good and sometimes it's not good, because I don't pay attention to stuff that, in this circumstance, I'm asking a question that may sound dumb, but what percentage of the people that come there, of your supporters, is black or white? When are you getting people to come out of the city to find you that might not otherwise find you, or not much maybe care about you until they find out it's a black operated family deal?
So I'll tell you this: the first week we started, this was before I had my insurance assessor come out and increase my coverage. I was printing off waiver forms, and I printed off 600 waiver forms. And by the middle of the day, we were out of waiver forms. And I was so stressed out. I couldn't be excited about it until I walked into my orchard and I saw the line going from the gate all the way to the street throughout my orchard, which is about 2.5 acres. And I cried, because I had never seen so many people from my community on my property or in one location, period. And it was just it was an extremely profound moment. So a majority of my the demographic is Black, and it's definitely I don't even have words City. To explain.
Well, but they see they're going to support their own, which is not a bad thing. See, we've gotten estranged from the system because a lot of different things, the mechanical farming, big companies coming here buying up all the land, people just are not connected with farmers. Until this year, the pandemic changed that in a big way. But I think it needs certainly more exploration. Leandra King from Detroit Farm and Cider website, DetroitFarmAndCider.com, is sharing some thoughts and experiences with us here so that you know, give you ideas about how perhaps you can do some of the same things on your farm, and also to learn about how farming is going in general with the family farmers here in America. A moment now for a way to keep the farmers healthy. This is an awesome health supplement. I'm talking about Calitrin. Calitrin is the way for healthy weight loss, but it's also a way for you to sleep better, helps your body absorb the comings and goings of aging, I guess, much as anything else. No stimulants, no drugs, nothing in it, nothing that will hurt you. It's all about support from the ingredients to the people on the ground that work for Calitrin. They have their own personal Calitrin consultants who are there to help you out. If you go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com, you can see what they have. You've got all the information about the support that you get, the people who have done a great service in turn. Most of the people that work there, by the way, are people that went on the diet and figured out this was a great product, and then they went to work for them. So it's a good story. It's a great American story. It's gluten-free, stimulant-free, drug-free, and it'll help you lose the weight and keep it off. It's a great program. Get on it. Stay on it right now, between now, I think, and Christmas. According to Elizabeth Miller, who's the big kahuna at Calitrin, this is a time for you to buy one, get another one free. Buy 10, get 10 free. And they're very generous at Christmas time. So take advantage of that. Get on the program and just stay on it. I've stayed on it because I think it's good for my body in lots of different ways. But it will get you on the road to losing weight. Give it about 45 days. If you're not satisfied, you get your money back. That's the deal. All kinds of reasons to go to TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you get these BOGO deals. Take advantage of it right now. Get on the bandwagon before Christmas and stay with it so you lose the weight, keep it off, and are much healthier so you're not vulnerable to things like the COVID. That's TopLoss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Wrapping up our conversation now with Leandra King, the founder of Detroit Farm and Cider at DetroitFarmAndCider.com. How about restaurants and other grocery stores and things like that are local? Are they interested in your product?
Yeah, so last year we sold to a few restaurants. If I could be transparent and blunt, one of the issues that I had with selling to the restaurants, they'll go unnamed, was a lot of these restaurants that were interested in purchasing produce from us were unaffordable to residents in the area. I ended up dropping a lot of those restaurants. We stayed on with Pink Flamingo. They're awesome. But the rest, we ended up making a decision to not support restaurants that were overpriced for residents of the
yeah.
city.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I get that. So you've called out the people the consciousness here is very cool. I'm looking at some of the greenhouses that are there. So you've got animals. What do you grow in the greenhouses? You're not going to grow the fruit trees in greenhouses. What do you got going on in the greenhouses?
Well, we do have a couple fruit trees. We have two apricot trees in our aquaponics greenhouse. And so
with
our aquaponics system, we have bluegill and catfish. And then on our aquaponics tiers, our levels where we grow our produce, we have watercress, nasturtium, some specialty items that are that we put in our CSA boxes, as well as we're selling to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, you got a great way about you. This is hard work. You're struggling. You've had a life that's full of struggles. That makes you a better person, but it makes you a better farmer. If you understand the ins and outs, the ups and downs, this requires a lot of physical acumen, a lot of mental acumen, a lot of emotional acumen, because you're subject to the vagaries of the weather, you're subject to the vagaries of fickle people.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one bad comment on social media, and I'm not going there. I mean, let's face it, we're all going to have problems. I get bad comments once in a while on somebody said the other day they didn't feel safe at the farm because there were too many people there, even though everybody was wearing a mask. Okay, well, listen, to each his own. But I think that you have an inspiring story, and I'm betting that if people go to this website, they'll really dig around and find things that will be helpful. DetroitFarmAndCider.com. Leandra King, congratulations on what
you've done.
I hope that you continue to grow and that next year your Harvest Festival will be the biggest and best ever. Thanks for being here on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Looking for gifts for DIYers? A new year and new projects are just around the corner, so shop Lowe's for tools the pros use. Right now, save big on over 200 powerful DeWalt 20-volt max tools and pick up an extra two-pack of 20-volt max 3-amp-hour batteries that was $149 and is now $99. Shop in-store, home on our app and Lowe's.com, and pick up curbside for contactless service. While supplies last, valid through February 3rd, 2021. U.S. only.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up
by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 53 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with this comment. The flows, I've been thinking about the flows in our industrial food system that have been stressed by the public health issues, the crisis of not having enough food back in the spring. Many people who understand farming weren't surprised by all of this. Farmers, gardeners, people who work with the natural food system. So now, with the new attitude, it's time for us to build alternatives to the parts of our modern food system that are fragile, unjust, unsustainable. The way Big Ag has power over the small family farmer is still trying to push them around. That's my struggle here. I'm pushing back, and I want you to push back. We've certainly learned a lot this year in the areas of weakness and the areas of great resilience in the farming community, the family farming community, and how it works in our food system. The food system was under stress in March, and it failed. And so a lot of community-based organizations and farms rose to the occasion. Some farmer networks that I know of that stepped up to work and educate people as to what was being produced and where they could go to get it. And even in my neck of the woods, where there was a drought this year, the labor challenges because of the COVID, all of these things, you know what? People stepped up. We had support among the groups of people in our communities that wanted fresh food, and they figured out where it came from. Hello. In spite of the disruption with the big grocery chains and that sort of stuff. So, food security is one issue, getting back in touch with your local farmer in these unsettling times. That's what it's all about as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I mean, people say, well, what's going to happen next year? I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen because the virus isn't in check yet. We've got to have the shots. Some of you may want to get shots. Some of you may not want to. But who knows what's going to happen. I was looking at a study from Columbia University, kind of an opinion piece that appeared in a newspaper a while back. Some people say that the best way to predict the future is to design it. And I think that that may be what I'm suggesting to you. You take your future in your hands. You decide what's going to happen on your farm. You know, I find bureaucracy and things, the health boards and sometimes building services, and you know, they don't understand what's going on in the farm. So, frankly, the less involved they are, the better I like it on my farm. You know, there's some things that you have to get run through the system because the public, hell, you know, you get the grease trap and the ice cream and dairy store, you know, those sort of things that we get what the value is. I'm not actually, you know what, I'm not sure I understand what the value of those things are. They go down into the waste system and that's the end of it. But anyway, back to, I digress. I'm thinking about how around our country, the attitude has changed a great deal toward farmers, and I'm very thankful about that. The problem is that we're still not getting the amount of money. Even though the charges certainly have gone up for produce, they haven't gone up for milk unless you're selling it yourself. If you're selling your milk, you're producing great milk from great cows, and then you're selling it yourself as raw milk, which is what I've done on my farm, and I support raw milk, frankly, or processed milk, get a little processing plant. The milk's going to taste better because you're not running it through the same system that the huge agribusinesses are that run lasers and microwaves and stuff all through the milk. And yeah, it kills the bacteria, but it kills the taste and it kills the nutritional value. And people are still willing to pay silly prices for milk in the store, and that farmer doesn't get it. So I hope in this coming year, those of you who are family dairy operators are going to take every chance or try to find every opportunity to process the milk yourself and sell it on your farm. It depends. Location's a big key here. If you're not in an area where there's a lot of people, then it's hard to do that. But if you're in a suburban area like I am, sell the stuff yourself. Sell raw milk, get a little processing system, but let's make sure that you have the ability to sell what you produce on your farm, whether it's produce, vegetables, etc., fruit, or milk. Let's make sure you have the ability to and make sure you push for you having the ability to make sure that you can sell what you grow. I think that's the key to success, quite frankly. Doug Steffen here on this week's edition of the American Family Farmer. Check us out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.